Dear friends at Belworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. Now, this reflection is going to be posted on November 29th, Sunday, November 29th. And you know what that is this year, Sunday, November 29th? The first Sunday of Advent. Now, I have to tell you, I get excited about Advent. I really do. To be truthful, I mean, I love Holy Week and Good Friday, but Advent I love. I don't get too excited about Lent. Who wants to get excited about Lent? But do I get excited about Advent? Why do I get excited about Advent? Well, what's the cry of Advent? Come, Lord Jesus, come. Do we not need, after the kind of year we've had, and who knows what December will bring, do we not need to say, come, Lord Jesus, come? Now, what's the danger when you have year after year these celebrations, these seasons, okay? You start suffering from this, what I call the SOT syndrome. It's the same old thing. We'll get through Advent and bring on Christmas. You know, this Christmas stuff has been in the stores since the end of September. So already, people are starting to be filled up to here, I'm pointing to the top of my forehead, with Christmas. And most Christian churches don't celebrate Advent. So they've been celebrating Christmas liturgically since after Thanksgiving, with cantatas, with big plays, with animals, live crypt scenes. And here we are, we're still celebrating Advent. What's the big deal about Advent? Because what we're leading up to in Advent is the critical moment when history goes from BC to AD. Before Christ, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. I mean, that's a game changer. The incarnation, we have to get ready for that. We can't take it for granted. We can't say, well, it's going to be business as usual. It's all about hope. We have to give, especially preachers, have to give reasons why people should hope, especially in the time in which we live. I want to share with you three reasons why we can hope, okay? I've been collecting people's reflections on hope for many years. Here are some of my favorite reflections. And I'm going to give them each Sunday during Advent. So here's the first three reasons. Number one, we hope because God is always and everywhere overspilling his love into our lives. So you see that? God is always and everywhere overspilling his love into our lives. Do you have to make an act of faith in that right now? Well, then make the act of faith, and Advent's going to be special. Number two, we hope because God is not behind us, but always ahead of us. You know, he's a good shepherd leading his sheep up into the mountains, leading to a place where they can drink. So God's not behind us going like this. Good luck. Let me know how it turns out. I'll be back here if you need anything. Number three, we hope because God is constantly leaving traces and clues of his divine presence. Now, see, this is the important point. In the midst of all we experienced the past 9 months, in the midst of all of us wondering, how is God working through that? He's leaving. He's leaving. He's leaving signs of his presence in our life. You know, one of the Christmas songs that I really love is, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? Because if we look with eyes of faith, if we listen with ears of faith, if our heart has a desire for hope, then Advent is for you. I hope you will make this Advent a very special time. I love Advent. And I'm against wearing purple in Advent. Many countries wear blue. I'm going to be wearing blue during Advent. Because for me, it's a sign of hope. God bless you.